He could play like that kind of stereotypical Italian like music.
The whole time?
No, just for the cold open.
Are we in an Italian themed episode? I got it. Well, I know, but. So I could do that.
It's Michelangelo's.
I could do the accent.
Oh my god.
Is it okay that
I'm not high enough for this?
I could do the accent all episode.
Hit that bong so we can do this.
Just fucking start it. I'll hit the bong. Don't worry.
Can you,
grip it.
You ready? Everybody?
Oh, I thought those were good. That was good riffing. Okay. Never mind.
What?
Restart the episode. I thought we were just riffing and having a good time, but go ahead.
Talking about you raping a guy?
No, that obviously wasn't part of it. I wasn't doing it. I was the victim.
I was pretending
to be the.
You were committing fraud. How are you?
I wasn't committing fraud. It's not fraud unless he asked for money. I should have committed fraud, but I didn't.
And
all right,
I've come here, Mitchell Potts, to give you an offer you can't refuse.
I hate this.
Oh yeah,
and that's some baked ziti.
Oh hell yeah!
And I'm not gonna lie, we had to put it in the oven for over an hour over here, huh? Capiche?
Hey.
Over here for an hour. We were. And what happened during that hour, Mitchell Potts? I beat you at NBA 2K. And I beat you good. And I beat you hard. You got anything to say?
That was hard?
Yeah, he was so hard.
Congratulations on the victory!
What was that?
Congratulations!
I don't know what accent that is.
Congratulations.
Why is that Irish?
A bad city. I like the city.
I can't. I cannot handle this, the whole episode.
Okay, I'm not going to do
that. You're still upset about the Cajun episode.
There's nothing wrong with the Cajun episode.
There's nothing wrong with that accent.
There's a lot wrong with that accent.
Mamma mia.
If you guys... Just do these accents the whole time. I'm just going to smoke cigarettes outside the whole episode.
You sound like an Italian guy who just learned how to speak.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
I'm from New York, at least with my... You're just like... Be a normal person.
You sound like Peter Griffin, who pretends to know he's Italian.
That's good. Peter Griffin's cool.
Is he?
Is he? Yeah. Peter Griffin taught me how to play catch.
What?
Dude. He told me how to ride a bicycle.
So do you fall over a lot?
No. He was good. He taught me well. Cool. Shout out to Peter Griffin.
Anyway.
That's a cold open. Hit that other music. Boom.
What a cold open that was.
Alright, well, we're back at the world's foremost fucking frozen food podcast with Mitchell Potts and Patrick Murray, and I'm Alex Price, and today we have our special guest, local comedian, and local bearded man,
yeah,
and local Cubs fan,
Gross.
I'm also a local Cubs fan.
No one cares.
Yeah. I care.
Gross.
Anyway, Ryan Ross is here joining us on the podcast today. Hey, Ryan Ross.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
He's a great comedian. He is the only host of the, what's it called?
What the Hell Is Wrong With You?
What the Hell Is Wrong With You? It's a podcast that he hosts by himself. There's nobody else on it. It's just him.
It's a fun podcast.
It's a fun podcast. I mean, once you get past, like, I will say that where you do the podcast might be haunted because I hear fat, heavy, pepperoni breath.
Jeez, he listens to this podcast.
Who, the ghost?
Yes.
Well,
okay. We gotta edit this out.
I just want you guys to know I'm not editing things out anymore. So,
why?
Ever again.
Why?
Uh-huh. You better watch yourself.
Oh.
Fat.
Now we're just gonna have to stop the episode, not release it.
Why?
We're gonna hurt the man's feelings.
He doesn't have feelings. He doesn't have empathy. He is a psychopath.
All right.
Anyway, today on the podcast, we were talking about...
I definitely now might be the only host.
Michelangelo's Big Z with meatballs. What do we think, fellas?
It was good.
I'm still reeling. From the ziti, I liked it. It tasted very good.
Mitchell licked the
I went back
thing.
For more. I scooped some sauce out and just ate it. Just threw it in my fucking gullet.
It was wet.
It was wet. And it tasted good. I liked it. It's a strong, hearty flavor.
I'm surprised you didn't eat Alex's leftovers when you offered it to
you. If there were noodles, if there were a few noodles in there, I would have. But I can't eat a man's leftover sauce.
Backwash man.
I can't eat the leftover sauce.
I think you can.
I don't know.
I'm surprised you didn't, to be honest.
I hear that Mitchell eats leftover man sauce all the time.
I don't eat leftover man sauce all the time. I never eat leftover man sauce. No, he didn't.
Isn't it true when you order Chinese, you get the cream of some young guy?
That seems like a problematic joke.
Wade told me that you do the Drake thing with his used condoms.
What? Why would I do that with his cum?
Because you like leftover man sauce.
Oh, so I'm just doing it so I can suck it out?
With hot sauce.
Yeah.
With hot sauce?
What are you talking about?
Because I was trying to figure out, because Drake did it because he was trying to kill the semen, so I didn't know.
Yeah, it's called Plan C.
And it also, like, wasn't, God. It also, like, that wasn't Calvary true. Did. That story didn't happen.
Plan C. Chili sauce.
Oh, is that, like, the big red flavored Faygo?
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Red fucking owns. That's good shit. I like to drink
never
it
liked
sometimes.
Whoop
whoop.
What's Big Red made out of?
I don't know.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
No. It's strawberry? Got strawberries on it.
Oh, so it's like a strawberry soda.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never really Red thought pop. About it. Before.
I did not think it was strawberry.
Yeah, I just thought it was like
Red Pop.
Just tastes like it just tastes like red.
Yeah, I thought it was like a
It just tastes like red.
Yeah.
What?
So you taste colors?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got that.
So what does blood taste like?
You taste colors and you eat jizz.
I don't eat jizz.
He drinks it.
Drink jizz. Yeah. Jizz doesn't come near my mouth.
Chugs is what it is.
Jizz does not come near my mouth.
Penis punch.
Penis punch does not come near my mouth.
Penis punch pops.
Pearl jam.
Pearl jam does not come near my mouth.
Nothing. What about your ears?
No. Why would it go? Why would it even go?
You don't listen to Pearl Jam?
I'm not giving anyone an ear job.
What? I'm asking very politely.
My ears are too tight. They're tight little holes.
I feel weird.
Good lord.
I feel
I'm
so weird.
I'm asking if you listen to Pearl Jam, weirdo.
I like Pearl Jam.
Good. Do you like Pearl Jam all over your face?
Fuck you. And no. I don't. I don't want anything on my face. I don't.
What about Big Ziti crumbs?
Yeah, if it ends up there, I guess I'll deal with that. Can you come? Are you gonna do a cum joke with Big Ziti?
No.
Can you figure out how to do?
I'm not gonna do a cum joke with the Big Ziti, huh? Over here, right?
God damn it! I'm not going to do the accent. I'm better than the accent now.
Yeah, because your accent is terrible.
No, it's good. Our audience will know. Our audience respects me the most. That's what they DM me. I'm gonna write a big post.
Who DM'd you about it?
I'm gonna write a big post about how people come up to me on the street and say I'm the best part of the podcast.
He listens to the podcast. You can't make fun of him. Blah blah blah.
That was not what I was referencing. I was referencing.
Oh, you're referencing
what actually happens in my life.
Is it true that you feature at Helium Comedy Club?
No, it's not true. It's not true. No.
Is it true that you badger a man who can't say no?
I don't badger anybody.
You should badger, because apparently that's how you get booked.
I will badger. But no, that was just me saying what actually happens in real life. That people
get out of their cars while they're still running.
I didn't say people get out of their cars. I said people approach me.
Just Mitchell Potts.
No,
you're the greatest comedian I've ever seen. And you made my son feel comfortable coming out as a person who likes slop.
This is just way too much.
No! You make my son feel comfortable coming out as a person who likes wet food.
That didn't happen. They just come up to me and they go, Mitchell, we love the accents. We love your vibe. Alex's vibe, not so much. But your vibe, it's good. It's a good party vibe that we like.
Did you say party vibe?
Hardy.
He said like Pontiac vibe. Like, the Pontiac vibe. Well...
How much sugar is in that?
I don't know.
In my Red Pop?
No.
7 grams per serving. And there's about 5 servings per container.
I love about that. Five. That's always my favorite.
So one cup.
How many calories is it a serving?
Michelangelo's
350.
Nice.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Mitchell, I'm going to ask you to read this part. And I'm going to ask you to read it in any sort of voice or character or accent you want.
Please don't.
Oh, mamma mia, these are amazing meatballs. lovely made with beef, blended with eggs. Italian seasoned breadcrumbs with a dash of garlic. And Romano, then they're oven baked until brown and mixed with our famous fine wrapping tomato sauce and Nola ziti pasta and mozzarella cheese, mangina. Let's eat. That was just a new character I'm working on.
What's the character's name?
Gumbo.
Just Gumbo?
Yeah.
All right.
Gumbo McScroggins.
Are you guys familiar with this brand? Have you ever seen it before?
No.
I've seen it
mostly because I go through... Obviously, I feel like I pay way more attention to frozen food now than I ever have in my entire life, because I'm the only one who goes and buys it. But yeah, I've seen this pretty much all the big box stores. So, would you like to hear some information about the company?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Michelangelo's Incorporated is based out of Austin, Texas.
Didn't see that coming.
And so, let me see if they've got like about us section. Our story. Yeah. Authentically Italian, the story of Michelangelo's. Many of our customers and fans ask how we pack so much authentic homemade taste into a box. From generations of family recipes to our relentless pursuit of the best ingredients, Michelangelo has evolved. See it for yourself. It all started with Michael's belief that Sarah made the best Italian food in the world. Watch them tell their own story below. It's a video. I'm not doing that. We believe in the undeniably appetizing power of NO. All of our recipes were handed down from our Nonna Fati, who grew up in a Sicily. She didn't use a preservatives. She didn't use a fillers. She didn't use anything that wasn't available in a pantry. And neither do we. Her unwavering commitment to quality inspired our obsession with no, as well as a character that brings her spirit to life. So yeah, I don't know, just Italians who were like, yeah, we're gonna make food and freeze it.
Yeah, no, that sounds pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah,
it's a good, it's very good. That's a great baked ziti. I enjoyed it. For frozen baked ziti, it whips out.
I would imagine any like full blown Italian would probably be like, what is this?
They're probably not gonna like very much.
Okay, gator.
No, gumbo.
Gumbo.
I'll try to use that.
I don't know.
Extremely funny character sparingly.
I don't know how much baked ziti I've had in my life. I've definitely had Bazzoli's baked ziti.
Yeah, I've had some fast food baked ziti for sure.
That's about it.
From like where? Fazoli's?
Yeah, Noodles and Company.
Ziti then?
I hope they do, otherwise I just made a liar of myself.
I guess this company is owned by something called Sovos Brands, and they own Michelangelo's, and then Rawa's Homemade, which is apparently another Italian thing. Then they own Birch Benders, which makes like pancake and waffle mix, and then Noosa, which makes yogurt.
Yeah, I've had Noosa before.
And it looks like the Birch Benders really like kind of zero in on paleo and keto style pancakes, which sounds terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
So yeah, I would imagine they've got to be owned by somebody else, right?
A bigger shadow company.
Yes. 2018 to 21, so if I Wikipedia. Yep, that was bad. Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry, I just really want to take a shower.
No, that's fair.
You know, you ever burp so hard, you're like, yeah, I need to wash my ass.
I'm a disgusting freak.
So I've done
that. Did you see where that girl was selling her farts for a lot of money, but she had a heart attack scare, so she had to stop?
I don't get she had to stop. Why does a heart attack scare affect your, like, fart revenue?
Like, I mean...
Is that a sentence that was just said in my house?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Why?
I don't think the words fart and revenue have ever been.
Why would you have to stop? Are you blowing out your heart every time
she was eating like protein. She was eating a bunch of those.
She was taking rank ones.
She
was padding her farts.
Okay.
Oh yeah, she was definitely like taking performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
All right. But is the smell really gonna last in the jar? Why wouldn't you just lie? Be like, yeah, I farted.
Ask the people who bought it.
Just sell jars. Speaking of jar salesman,
does she send a video? I was gonna say,
there's probably video evidence.
Just do it once.
It's still not the weirdest thing I've seen sold on the internet. There used to be this website called whitepowermilk.com.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
So basically it's attractive women with really good resumes that will gargle milk and then spit it into a jar and send it to you, and you pay for the jar of milk and the video.
All right. I was gonna say the weirdest thing I saw was when someone was selling their bath water, but the milk is worse.
That's disgusting. Like,
yeah,
the fart's bad, but the bath water, that's just.
Yeah.
This dude I know who used to live on people's couches in Bloomington named Jason showed it to me. He slept in couches in a leather coat and would drink Crown Royal in bathrooms.
He sounds pretty cool. Why bathrooms? Why wouldn't he just drink Crown Royal like outside of the bathroom?
I don't know. Man, like, he would just, like, public places, he'd just go into the bathroom and fucking drink Crown.
Why?
I don't
know. That's so fucking weird.
Look, man. Okay. He slept in a leather coat in people's couches. told me about a website called whitepowermilk.com.
Did
he, what about real this person do you think would be
specific with him? Did he do this a lot? Did he buy the milk? Or did he just know about it?
I honestly don't know.
Because if he's going to the bathroom to drink, he's buying the fucking milk.
He probably bought the milk.
Yeah, let's buy the milk. Buy the milk.
What's it have to do with white power? I thought it was going to be like racist milk.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I thought it would too. That's the part that really throws me off.
Do you remember that part in American History X where they kind of like knock over that minority-run grocery store and they pour milk on that girl? Is that why?
I don't know, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know.
We're never going to be able to talk to these people, so I guess
good.
I
don't. That's probably a good thing. I don't really want to talk to a bunch of shitty white supremacists.
I wonder if the website still exists.
Yeah, why
do they have to have a resume?
Is that on steakandcheese.com? That's where I saw a man get beheaded.
Jesus Christ.
That's brutal.
Well, it was the Nick Berg one.
The Nick Berg video? Yeah.
That's when I was just like, this is fucking crazy.
I didn't watch those videos.
Yeah, I've seen some.
That's the thing. It's like, when you think someone's getting their head chopped off, it's not that.
Oh, no, it's slow. It's like slow.
The worst part is, I missed those videos.
The worst part is, like, his body fell forward, obviously. But they put his head on top of his body, like on his back, and I was just like, "That's not where that goes." What?
The website isn't there anymore.
That's probably a good thing.
Good for society.
Good. It's probably taken down for milk speech.
God.
Yes, probably.
I'm real confused about the resume.
Speaking of milk, how about the mozzarella in this?
That was good.
Yeah, it's pretty much good. That was my only criticism.
It could have been more.
Could have been more cheesy. Yeah. I will say that it was a lot of more sauce than cheese.
Yeah, but I liked the sauce.
Do you like the gravy?
I really liked it. I really liked the sauce.
That Italian gravy?
The gravy was real good. The sauce was hearty and strong.
Who's your favorite character in The Sopranos?
Paulie.
Paulie Walnuts?
Yeah. I mean, besides Tony.
Yeah, Tony. Was Tony.
Yeah, besides Tony, but...
Christopher.
But I like,
I always had a soft spot for Bobby Baccalieri.
I like him a lot, too.
Well, Bobby Baccalieri, I just felt like... He was a gangster, but not by choice.
I just think his dad was probably one,
and they were just like, yeah, you're a gangster. And he goes, I just want to play with trains. Okay, you got to shoot this guy.
Yeah.
God damn, I got kids.
This is the worst music festival I've ever seen in my life.
You don't like any of those bands, so why would you want to go?
Like, it's the worst of punk and pop. It's fucking insane to me.
You're sitting around three people who want to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think...
Like, Alkaline Trio might be the only one I'd want to see.
Dude.
All right, dude. Come on.
There's got to be at least one more you want to see on there.
Okay, I'm going to have to look at that. I'm going to look at the lineup again.
It's like there just isn't. I want to see all... Not all of them, but I want to see a good deal of them.
No Misfits, like...
Well, this is like 1990s nostalgia. Right.
This is like 2000s. Because yeah. My Chemical Romance... just so the podcast knows... We were talking about a festival that was announced today called When We Were Young Festival, brought on by Live Nation. It's going to be in Las Vegas in October. And the lineup is seemingly just insane because it's only a one-day festival. And the bands are My Chemical Romance, Paramore, AFI, The Used, Bring Me the Horizon, Taking Back Sunday, Dashboard Confessional, Alkaline Trio.
We don't have to go through every single one.
Right. It's going to take forever. There is a lot.
But like Hawthorne Heights is like down in there. Who else did I see? It's the little ones that pop up.
I'm like, why are... Atreyu's on there.
Also,
AFI.
The Lindas are on
there.
Atreyu's on there?
Yeah, Atreyu's on there. I might see Atreyu.
Mayday Parade is on there. I like them. I just want to see Jimmy Eat World.
They put on a good show. I've seen them.
They're right next to Bright Eyes.
I like Bright Eyes.
Story of the Year.
I will say Car Seat Headrest, modern band, not really.
And so is the Linda Lindas.
Yeah,
those are those little girls who screamed in that library.
I can't believe Silverstein was a band that existed.
The Poet.
Three of
yeah. Any bands I'm surprised aren't there probably are not allowed to be there because of their previous activities.
Too much fun.
Are you talking about Panic at the Disco? No, Blood on the Dance Floor. Which one are you talking about?
Brand new. Who's the other one?
Lost Prophets.
Yeah, Lost Prophets. Lost Prophets was bad.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
That one was bad.
That's a real bad. I was literally just talking about that with somebody the other day.
Also, that Rooftop song was good. I liked that song. And then I looked for it one day because I just didn't know what had happened. And they're like, it's nowhere. And I go, I swear to Christ, I remember this song. And so I looked it up on YouTube, and then I found out what I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
This guy...
It was bad.
...likes babies? Babies.
Jesus Christ.
Good Lord.
Yeah, this music festival looks pretty not worth the money.
It's $20.
Is it $225?
Oh, I'm joking.
No, yeah, I was like, it's $20? What?
No, it's $20 to get in the pre-sales, I think. Oh.
What does it actually go on sale?
Friday.
Oh, it is this Friday.
It is this Friday.
I love how people are mad that they're like, that's too much. And I was like,
no, that's about cheap. Fair for that.
It's like, but like, but it is.
Festivals have you gone to before?
I will say,
it's crazy that it's only on one day.
Yeah, one day is going to be intense.
Because you're going to be like,
is everyone doing a tight five?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's a lot of bands here.
Every band's doing a tight.
Also,
every band's
it's
going to
be like a 12
to 12
thing.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of have a weird feeling that this might be at the same place.
Yeah.
The Vegas shooting
is
at.
I just started thinking about that.
Oh, I didn't even think
I just
that.
I was thinking about that, too. I was like, oh man. Stephen Paddock trying to finish
Hell
the job.
Hell yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Where's the shooting coming from? Shooting from the rooftops! Everybody screaming! Burn out!
I just never listened to that kind of music when it was out.
I worked at Sam Goody when all that shit, so it was just pumped into my brain.
Yeah. I didn't work at Sam Goody, but there are a few bands in there I listen to.
I ran the radio station in my high school, and we had to play a lot of that stuff.
There's some Dashboard Confessional songs I love from being an emo. Well, not I wasn't an emo.
You're emo adjacent,
but I'm just like I was just a sad guy. I wasn't like an emo. I was a sad guy. I like Hands Down.
I used to listen to shit like Opeth and Dream Theater and Lamb of God.
Yeah, I never really got into that.
Yeah, that was.
I had a big
Dream Theater.
I listened to Bright Eyes a lot.
I fucking love Dream Theater, man. Nevermore. Oh, fucking love that shit.
Yeah, I never got into AFI, but I know I think AFI's on that festival.
Yeah, they are.
I'm surprised him isn't. But was that guy Me Too'd probably? Sounds like
there are probably a fair amount of people from this era that were.
One time, somebody told me to check out My Chemical Romance because they were super heavy when I was in high school. And I'm like sitting there listening to Opeth, and I'm just like.
Yeah.
They're like a modern version of Queen.
Yeah, they're just angsty fucking
upset. Yeah, I've heard them before. I know what they are.
I do like that someone was just like, there. My Chemical Robot, welcome to a Black Parade. Pretty heavy.
Dude, I was like, you
throw on the mask.
I was like, you know, I play a metal band, right? Like,
yeah.
The lead singer can't write a comic book. He wrote Umbrella Academy.
Oh, I know. He also
writes for Cartoon Network, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
A couple
Umbrella
shows on
Academy
there.
Is fire.
Yeah, it is.
But My Chemical Romance, boring.
Speaking of boring, do we think this box is boring, gentlemen?
That wouldn't stand out to me in a supermarket.
It's just a classic frozen food box. I don't think it's particularly boring.
What is with Italian food in that color of green?
I like it. I like
Marie Callender's has that color green, Olive Garden.
I feel like this is,
it's their fields where they get their olive oil.
Olive. Green.
I guess.
I sounded like a goddamn.
That might have been racist.
I sounded like the fucking gorilla from Congo. Amy, gorilla. ugly gorilla. Go away.
You ever seen that movie, Mitchell?
Congo, Jesus.
No.
You've never seen Congo?
No, Tim Curry.
Bro, that movie is fucking bonkers.
Feels like something I should see, but I watched...
It was written by Michael Crichton.
I watched a movie that was made by a German youth pastor the other day called...
You do the weirdest things, man.
2025, the Earth is controlled by a virus. It was a Christian movie. It's the worst movie I have ever seen.
Why would you watch it?
Yeah,
because I knew it was going to be the worst movie I'd ever see, and it was. The ending rules though. So they accomplish nothing. So basically, what happens is
who's
that
in it?
So like the Bible.
No one you would ever know. A German youth pastor and his wife. I saw people talking about it on Twitter, so I thought I'd check it out. So what happened?
Just saw it at the pastor's house.
What happened is that there's communism everywhere. That's the second panel of the movie. It goes, communism is everywhere. Every Christian has been executed, but some people survived or whatever. And they're trying to get Christianity going back again. And how they
get
do
the band
it
back together.
They're trying to get the Christian band back together. But it's a nonsense plot. And they're like, oh, what we need to do is just spray fishes and do graffiti of fishes. And that'll remind people of Jesus or whatever. This is happening in 2025. And people seemingly do not know what Christianity is or was. But the movie ends with basically all they accomplish is that they like go against the government. And all that happens is that they sing Amazing Grace at a campfire while playing acoustic guitar. They illegally live stream a 4-person church service. And then the government comes in and the movie ends with the guy getting domed in the head. And then it just fades to black and goes, dedicated to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Wait. He gets shot in the head?
Yeah, he gets shot in the head and killed. That the government wins.
So it was a Sopranos ending.
The youth pastor made this movie and still made himself the loser?
Yeah. He made himself the loser. And the entire movie they were like, God will protect us, God will save us. Nope. God says, fuck you. Everybody gets fucking domed at the end. The guy just gets killed execution style in a field.
I kind of like that.
The person... I was shocked by the ending. I did not think they were going to end it like that. I started laughing uncontrollably.
Where is this at?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Of course.
It's called Everything 2025, The World Enslaved by a Virus.
So you know how you can just upload any book you want on Amazon Prime?
You can upload any movie. Yeah.
No, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could literally go shoot a movie with our phones in the fucking parking lot and put that shit up.
And we could shoot a better movie than that. It was horrible.
Huh. We should write 2026.
The World Not Enslaved by a Virus.
It's all good.
The sequel. Wait, there's a virus?
So what, the entire, it was made by like the psychos who were like...
When was it made?
Like last year, and the whole thing...
Oh, so it's about COVID.
Yeah, it's basically about COVID. They don't say COVID, you know, but it was also made in Germany by a German who like desperately wants...
Is it in English?
It is in English, except there are a few actors...
There are a few
actors that don't know how to speak English, so their scenes are in German.
God.
And so I found the director's Instagram profile, and there's just pictures of him watching football. He's like a German Christian youth pastor who's like desperate to be an American. Also, he is married.
Oh, he's watching American football.
Yes.
Why is he doing that on Sunday?
Wait, he's not even American?
No, he's German.
And so he's making a movie about... How America is now communist?
Yes.
Even though he's not and lived in a former communist country?
Yes. Well, he probably is from West Germany, I assume. But...
Who gives this person the right to do any of
this? This movie rules. This director, he also is a pedophile.
Oh my god, so much has happened.
I went to his Instagram, and he is currently 25, and he's been with his wife for 5 or 6 years. She's currently 18. So as a 21-year-old, he started dating this 14-year-old who became his wife. Also stars in the movie. They have no romantic chemistry at all. They do have a love plot where they kiss, and it's the most awkward-looking kiss
I've ever seen. It's probably their first kiss.
Maybe.
I'm sure their church supported
that. The guy's private on Instagram now because a bunch of people... Because
of you.
Yeah, a bunch of people like me started calling him a pedophile a bunch. Yeah, listener, if you just want to, like, get high and watch something absolutely insane, you can't go wrong with 2025, The World Enslaved by a Virus. Worst dialogue you'll ever hear. The worst acting you'll ever see. But the ending, honestly... I was shocked.
And remember, when you're high and you get the munchies, don't forget to grab some Michelangelo's Baked ziti. Because this shit was a dibbigity bomb, am I right? It wasn't Scheiße, which is German for shit. It wasn't that at all. So, what are we doing here?
Also, just remind me, I did videotape the ending of the movie. I'll show it to you guys after.
Okay. Oh my God. I can't wait.
After we record.
I honestly can't wait. I got this for like $13, no, like $11 at Meijer. I've seen it at Target. I've seen it at Walmart. So it's definitely in the bigger box stores. Ryan, what's your experience with frozen food? Like, what do you... Did you have a lot growing up?
I did have a lot growing up. Yeah. Schwan Man came around quite a bit.
Ooh, we were talking about the Schwan Man earlier. Mitchell didn't have a city supported the Schwan Man, did
it's
he?
It's not true.
Oh.
Washington had a Schwan Man.
They did?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, so watch your fucking mouth. Talking shit about
what if
Washington
the Schwan like Man?
Say Washington didn't have a Schwan Man.
Do you think the
fuck?
Do you think your local Schwan Man like fucked people's wives?
No, I don't think he. I think he coached our girls' basketball team. He's like a good guy. Good guy. No, he was. Trust me, we knew who all the pedophiles were who hung around our high school. Because
you were talking to him.
Yeah, I catfish every pedophile that's ever been through that's come through Washington.
Cool.
No, I'm also lying. I've only done it to one, but
one too many.
Yeah, but you know, he got owned by me. I know his secrets.
I do think the Schwan Man was getting around in my life.
I'm actually.
He spent a lot of time there.
Let's see what old Jer Bear's doing, anyways.
No.
I'm not gonna message him. I just want to see if he's still alive.
You want to see if the pedophile you punked was alive still?
Yeah, I'm guessing he's probably dead.
Man, you're codependent with a pedophile.
This podcast has been real pedophile heavy, and I'm not a fan.
We might not be able to post this one.
Yes, we are. Just because you went on this weird tangent.
I didn't go on it. I'm trying to educate you guys.
I'll post it Thursday so he gets, like, faked out, you know? Oh, the ghost.
Yeah, that's actually probably the worst part of it. Not my talking. And it wasn't even that pedophile head. This is the first time it's come up all episode.
When the hot, wet breath.
Not true. What? We're talking about lost profits.
Oh, yeah, and we also talked about that. Our previous conversation was about that director being a pedophile.
Yeah,
too.
We're not
stop talking about pedophiles, Mitchell.
I'm not bringing them all up. I didn't bring up
literally all three.
I did not bring up lost profits. I did not play it back.
I did
play it back. I did not bring up lost profits.
Take it easy,
okay.
Mitch.
Stop yelling, Chris Hansen. Take a seat.
I want justice.
Okay. Seriously?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Relax.
Okay, I'm calm. I'm calm.
Are you?
I'm calm.
Do you want to try to smoke the bomb?
No, I'm good.
I heard you're not drinking anymore right now.
Yeah, I'm cutting out for a little bit.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should.
Yeah, that's why I'm on edge. I have no release.
No.
All right, let's keep going.
Time. Okay. There's no clown at the Michelangelo's. Michelangelo, it's a good bait city. They have other products. They have lasagnas. They have other kind of shit.
Great.
Preparation. This one took a fucking while. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Remove entree from carton. Place tray on cookie sheet on center rack for about an hour.
Jesus.
That's a long time.
And yeah. They do give microwave directions, but it says microwaves work too, but would Nana approve?
Yeah. Yeah, she would.
She's hungry.
Get that flop in your grocery.
Would you?
The amount of time it took for this to
happen. How long in the microwave?
20 minutes. Woo. Would you eat anything microwave for 20 minutes?
That's cancer.
Yeah.
That's just cancer at that point.
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, I would not fuck that. No, that would be awful.
Why would you print that on the box?
That's like
a suicide.
You wanna fucking eat Chernobyl? That's how you taste Chernobyl.
Yeah, I wanna eat I wanna eat food that's been served out of Dr. Manhattan's ass.
that's what this shit is. Jesus.
So don't microwave it. Cook it.
Please don't.
I mean, I don't know you personally unless I do, but if I don't, then I care about you enough to say, don't microwave this for 20 fucking minutes and put it in your family or your mouth.
What's please. Sad is there's a lot of people out here who probably have no idea you shouldn't microwave something for that long.
It's just baking on cancer.
Yeah.
Oof. No bueno. So what is the longest you'll microwave something? 6 minutes.
I was gonna say I do rice probably 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I had to do it more than that, I'd be like I also hate it sometimes when they're like, alright, you need to microwave this for 3 minutes, pull it out, pull back the film, stir it up, then microwave it again for 4 minutes on 50% power. No, dumbass, I'm microwaving it for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm probably just going to microwave it for 6 minutes straight.
Yeah.
We're just going to cut out the middleman.
Yeah. Stir it for what?
It's an even distribution of the warmth. Okay, well, maybe I want the top layer to not have cancer. How would you make this better, Ryan?
More cheese.
Yeah, for definitely sure. More cheese.
I throw more cheese on that shit.
What kind of cheese?
Mozzarella before you bake, and some Parmesan afterwards.
Yeah, that sounds good. Good call. That sounds good.
That's a perfect call by Ryan Ross.
I agree.
Because you're a simp. Perfect. Pat, how would you...
No, I'm not...
More garlic.
It could use a pinch more garlic, more cheese. I'd add more meatballs. More meat.
Yeah. I did love the meat in it. The meat was good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too stingy either. Like, it was like...
Yeah.
No, there was plenty of...
It was a fair amount of meat.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, even if, like, if I'm eating nachos, just fucking extra meat that
just
shit up.
Meat up.
Even distribution. That's what I'm looking for. Mitchell, what kind of booze would you pair with this? Would you go with a nice Merlot?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, are you a wine guy?
I'm sober now, Alex. I'll drink wine every once in a while. Yeah, I'll do a Merlot or whatever.
Like a fruity wine?
Yeah. Or a sour beer, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat, what drugs would you pair with this?
I don't know, man. Like, just smoking weed. It's fine.
With a baked Zeet?
It'll be good with anything.
Yeah.
Baked and baked.
You wouldn't do a little bit of cocaine and then not get any older.
Yeah. Cadillac? I'd fuck this up on some blow.
Do a line off of a stripper's titty at the old Wild Stallion?
That's Bill and Ted's band.
Yeah, I know. But I guarantee you there's at least 4 strip clubs in the country named the Wild Stallion.
I'm sure.
No, that's
100%.
Probably in Indiana.
Yeah, bro. I would probably, drink some lean with this.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What about you there, Ryan Ross?
What would I drink with?
What sips? What concoctions to take you into a nice tepid? You know, if you're trying to relax.
I do agree with Mitchell. Sour beer might be not terrible with it.
Yeah.
A good crisp one, not too fruity.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Mitchell Potts. Would a divorced dad eat this?
No, too long. It's not on the go enough. The prep time's too long.
Yeah, this will make any divorced dad feel like he's a five-star chef, though. So maybe if he's trying to impress,
would
like,
it?
A date.
Would it?
But any.
It's an hour. He'd be like, I cooked something that took an hour.
But in his heart, he knows. He knows he just put it in.
Any divorced dad's got
to fall asleep. Yeah, because he's just trying to put it in.
Just, you know, take your lady out on a date.
Yeah, I guess he could. Guess he could.
Child support's expensive.
Child support is expensive.
It is true.
Would a fake lover eat this? That's a new question.
What's a fake lover?
Oh, it's someone you...
A blow-up doll?
No, like... A person who you say you're dating but doesn't actually exist. I mean, it's not you, obviously.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just looking at you because it's funny.
You know the person I'm dating.
I doubt...
I'm not talking.
I doubt a fake lover would eat this because
they're fake. They're not real.
Yeah.
They're not real.
That's a waste.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. God.
What? We're all having a good time here.
Want to just bring him on the podcast?
Definitely not.
Because he's a ghost.
He's a ghost, and he leaves a scent.
Oh, my God.
What? It's like a stink bug.
I'm going to get a Facebook message about this episode.
I doubt it.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
It's cool. Odds are we won't even share it.
That's fair.
Last episode, Tyson was the only one that posted about it.
Yeah. Mitchell, you had some money in the games this week. Did you win any money?
Yeah, I won about, I don't know, $200 on some parlays.
Parlay? How many parlays did you hit?
Three. I hit an 8-leg parlay and a 5-leg parlay.
You hit an 8-leg parlay?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm built different.
You're built different?
Yeah.
Were you also thinking of talking about pirate stuff?
What?
You think they're talking about pirate stuff, too?
No, I gambled one time on sports. So I know what they're talking about.
But yeah, no,
Did you use Barstool Sportsbook?
No.
FanDuel?
I used DraftKings.
DraftKings.
I think I used DraftKings.
Yeah.
We're sponsored by Barstool Sportsbook, FanDuel, DraftKings.
Cool.
They get any one no of those money.
Wants to sponsor us, we're sponsored by them.
We're not sponsored.
We're sponsored by any fan sportsbook. Caesars.
we're sponsored by Little Caesars Pizza.
This Little Caesars Sportsbook Fan Book Bar Top.
Fan Boat.
I wish there was a gambling app that would let you bet on what band set lists were going to be.
That'd be cool.
That would only be very cool for like Whoop Book. Did you Whoop Book? That's fucking funny.
You'll have to find a way to have them upload their pins because they don't have any money.
I bet Seven Grilled Cheeses that they're gonna play The Roses Are Free.
Oh shit, man! I just won 600 balloons and.
I hate to say it, but we used to do that with Dave Matthews set list.
Yeah, you'd bet on the set.
What he was gonna come? Yeah, what he was gonna start the show with?
Yeah, that's funny. Well, so yeah, you won all your bets this weekend?
Yeah, I did pretty good. I'm a little different.
Are you going to bet this weekend?
Probably. I don't know. I haven't put any bets together yet. I'll have to look at the lines on like Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you might want to look Saturday because there's two games on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
Mitchell.
I'll probably do a little more parlay action.
Are you going to bet college basketball?
Probably not. I don't really like betting college basketball too much.
I bet $400,000 that Purdue was going to win it all this year.
$400,000?
Yes.
Nice.
We'll see what happens. Monopoly money, but...
Yeah. It's like the whole game. That's a lot of Monopoly
money. Yeah. It's the whole game.
Yeah.
You're going to have to give somebody a board.
Yeah. And the shoe. So you know sports bet, right?
No.
No. You don't use Caesar's Sportsbook bar top?
Bar top.
Bar top.
DraftKings.
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 Anybody got any money in the stock market?
No.
Yes. You do? Hmm? What do you win?
It's a pharmacy company. I think it's called Aikido.
Aikido?
No, I've been in Aikido before. I lost some money on Aikido before.
No, I used to invest in Turtle Beach headphones. So I made some money off that and just got out.
Yeah.
I made some money on AMC during the GameStop thing. That was fun. Aikido, I've been on a long hold with that one.
Is that AIKI?
Yeah.
Diamond Hands.
I've been in there.
You have?
Yeah, I've been in that shit.
It moves a lot.
I invested in weed.
Good for you, that's a good
one. Yeah, that's it's a commodity.
Yeah, bought a few.
One of my friends has two parents who were like two of the top five commodity brokers in the Midwest. And, like they're trading like real shit, not just like they're trading like grains and fucking juice, frozen juice.
Yeah, you know.
That concentrate.
Concentrate. Trading Places. Good movie. The frozen concentrate projections.
Oh yeah.
That's what whole movie's about. I still don't understand the last half of it, but. I just can't believe, Jamie Lee Curtis isn't in that movie. She's been around for fucking ever.
Yeah, she's... What a legend.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Isn't her mom famous?
Jamie Lee Curtis's? Who's her mom?
I can't remember her name.
Wasn't her mom the one that was stabbed in Psycho?
She was an actress. Yeah, I think you're right. That seems right. That's why she's a, what do they call them, scream queens?
Yeah.
Wasn't Jamie Lee Curtis also in, she was in Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think her mom's last name is Lee.
Yeah, Janet Lee.
Janet Lee.
Yeah.
What was she in?
Her dad's famous too. Her dad's Tony Curtis. She was in Psycho.
She was in Psycho. Cool.
Tony Curtis, I'm pretty
sure. I never actually put that together until right now that her mom was like the original Scream Queen.
Yeah.
And then Jamie Lee Curtis came in. And then she played a Lucy Goosey in Trading Places.
Did you know she was married to Christopher Guest? I did not know that.
They've been together for a long time.
Yeah. When was the last time he did anything?
It's been a minute.
Dude, those early movies were some of my favorites.
Christopher Guest is great.
Do you like those movies, Pat?
Who's Christopher Guest?
He did Spinal Tap, Best in Show, Mighty Wind. Yeah.
Spinal Tap's so good.
Wait, I thought Rob Reiner did...
Rob Reiner directed it, but, like, Christopher Guest and all those guys, like, improv that whole movie.
Oh, okay, gotcha, yeah.
Last thing he was in was Mascots.
Oh, that was a Netflix show.
Yeah. I think I did watch a few episodes. I think my mom.
I think the last thing I saw his was For Your Consideration.
Yeah, that was in 06. It was in The Invention of Lying, too, in 2009.
Okay. What do you think, waiting for? What's your favorite? Best in Show?
I like Spinal Tap, honestly.
I think Waiting for Guffman doesn't get enough credit, but Best in Show is just. But I think a lot of that is. The guy announcing it, that Fred Willard.
Yeah, Fred Willard. Great.
Hey, Fred Willard kills that movie.
I'm gonna have real bad diarrhea soon. So
all right.
Okay.
So what are your dates?
What are your dates, Ryan Ross? 23rd,
25th, February 13th.
Where are you at?
I will be at Black Circle this Sunday, Muncie at the Indie Tap Room on the 25th, and I'm not even sure where the one on the 13th is.
Okay, Mitchell.
All right, I will be at Helium in Indianapolis. I guess it would be today if we release the episode tomorrow. I'll be at Helium. That'll be January 19th, doing the Best of Indie album recording.
This Sunday I will be at the Sunday show at Black Circle, and on next Saturday, I think that's the 29th, I'll be at the Overdrive in Salina, Ohio.
Bathroom.
Okay, go. I will just be in, I'll be fucking at Summit City Comedy Club in February. Just check out my, Instagram page, that way Patrick can go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I gotta get my towel too.
Oh my god, oh boy.
Well, I'm gonna take a shower afterwards.
Okay. No. It's that bad. Alright, so thanks for joining us, Ryan Ross, on this very special edition of Breathe on High for 30 minutes. I've been Alex Price, you've been Mitchell Potts, you're Ryan Ross, and you are
Diarrhea Time.